Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi, well, I'd like to introduce Brian Hartchin from Aztec as part of our countdown to Site Village. So hi, Brian, you okay?
Hi, absolutely. And thank you very much for the opportunity. It's absolutely brilliant to talk about what is one of the most prestigious events of the year. Very much looking forward to it.
And that's what we're hoping. We really want to bring a wide range of people from the small to the large. So, you know, people who don't know of some of the companies and organizations get the opportunity to hear about you before they come. And then if it's something they're interested in, they can look you up and make sure they don't miss you at the event, really.
Well, that's right. We think we have a great deal to offer, both for the novice computer user, but also for the experienced people as well, those that are professionally in the workplace, who are studying, or just at home. Just come and see us, and we'll have a good chat about what we've got.
So what is it you do then, Brian? What is it your company offers, if you don't mind?
Well, we have a number of different services. Our core business is actually going out to people's homes, people's places of work, and training them in a variety of assistive technologies. So that could be something related to your computer. It could be one of the portable note takers, as they're historically known, such as the PacMate or the Braille Note, any of those products. Could even be a little bit of iPhone or iPad training. We're quite used to working with a variety of assistive technologies. But the other side of our company actually relates to developing products. And we've been doing this now for a very long time. And we have two core products, which people often seem very interested in, and they relate to talking to your computer using a natural voice, just as I'm doing to you now, and having complete control over the Windows operating system and associated applications. I guess the main product that people may know about is called JSAY. That's capital J hyphen capital S-A-Y. And it's a program which links the JAWS for Windows screen reader, which many people will be familiar with Dragon Naturally Speaking. And what that means is that a blind person, as I said, can actually talk to the computer using a natural voice, but more importantly, get speech feedback from it as well. So that when text is dictated or you're moving around an application, you're getting instant verbal feedback of where you are and exactly what's happened. The other product that we do is quite similar. It's called Say Magic. And that is for people who have low vision. Okay, so arguably, people who are low vision users need just as this technology just as much as someone who can't see, because with split focusing often going on, it's often quite difficult to look at the screen, look back at the computer keyboard or back to your document, look back at the screen again. It's very tiring. It causes a tremendous amount of eye fatigue. And so that is a very useful product, that's Say Magic. And we have new versions of both of those that people can see. And if they'd like to come and see us at Site Village, we'll be in the throng along with everybody else. But if anyone wants our contact details in the meantime, I guess the best place to start is our website, which is at www.aztec, that's A-S-T-E-C, hyphen A-T, .co.uk.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Brian. I'm guessing that perhaps some of the things that you do as well would not only be helpful to visually impaired people, but perhaps to other people who are print disabled as well.
That's a very good point that you make, and particularly with the Say Magic product, what we're finding is that it is being used by people who have dyslexia, and also people with additional or other learning challenges, because obviously not only with Say Magic can you magnify the print by voice command, you can enlarge it or make it smaller, change the color and so on, all by voice, but also it's going to speak back to you as well. So it's very easy to interact with the computer. And the beauty of voice recognition, of course, is that you don't necessarily need to know how to spell. Dragon, the product that we work with, it does have a huge dictionary on board, and the voice recognition has improved tremendously over the 11 years that I've been working with this kind of technology, to the extent that it recognizes most things. And you'll be able to see that. If you come and see us, you'll know what a noisy hall it is. Lots of people all over the place. It won't matter. I will be able to dictate and control the computer with my voice without using the keyboard, and I guarantee that we will get a very high level of accuracy. That's how much confidence I have in the products. I can sit here now and say that that is what you will experience if you come along and see us.
Well, thank you very much, Brian. It's been great talking to you. Obviously, it's getting an insight into these different pieces of equipment, what people like yourself have to offer. So do stop on by the Aztec stand at Site Village on the 15th or the 16th. And I look forward to talking to you when I visit myself, Brian.
Marvellous. Look forward to seeing you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.